Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Orgullosamente latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
something.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be
something.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know and when we stop.
If you stop it, I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up, now feed up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clocker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my hand dead down in.
What is our topic, Joe? Khabib, right?
Yeah, there was a comment by Khabib about the...
Why don't you read the article? This piqued my interest. Because it piques some social discussions out of this. All right? For sure. So read this article. This is interesting.
All right. This is from MMAnews.com. Title is Valentina Shevchenko. Khabib's ring girl comments were so bad. Valentina Shevchenko has hit back at Khabib for his recent comments about ring girls in combat sports. Khabib made headlines last month after he expressed his belief that ring girls are the most useless people in martial arts, end quote. The comments prompted a fierce response from longtime UFC ring girl Ariana Celeste.
Who's hot.
Yeah, and who stated on Instagram that, quote, "You don't have to like me, but you will respect me," end quote. Fellow UFC ring girl Luciana Andrade also clapped.
Also hot.
Well, they all are, right? Clapped back at the former lightweight champ, asserting that her role isn't just to announce rounds, but to, quote, represent the UFC brand when and where needed, end quote. It's not the first time Nurmagomedov has voiced a controversial opinion regarding women in MMA. In 2018, Khabib told an audience in Saudi Arabia, a nation that has only in the last few years granted women the right to drive, that aspiring female fighters should instead, quote, finish their husband, end quote, at home.
Well, did Brock Lesnar say something very similar to that? One time at the UFC ring, he said, I'm going to get on top of the old lady and have a beer. Remember that?
I'm going to go home and get on top of my wife.
Yeah.
When he had the whole Bud Light controversy. Remember, Bud Light won't pay me, so I'm drinking Coors Light. Shit like that. But ring girls and their place in combat sports is, however, a complicated topic, eliciting many different opinions. In 2016, then female world super welterweight champ Michaela Larn branded ring girls sexist and demanded that for her next fight they be replaced by a male equivalent. And in 2019, when the UFC came to Melbourne, Australia, that city's mayor expressed her desire to see ring girls banned from the event because, in her opinion, it's time to move on. So here, continuing the article, while some would like to see an end to ring girls, others fiercely defended their role as part of combat sports tradition. Following Khabib's comments, Michael Bisping defended ring girls as a, quote, historic, end quote, institution in combat sports, while also, however, agreeing they serve no practical purpose in martial arts. Now one of the most successful female mixed martial artists of all time, Valentina Shevchenko, has come to the defense of ring girls in an interview with James Lynch. The Bullet slammed Khabib for his recent comments and said that without ring girls, the UFC wouldn't be the success it is today. Quote, they were since the beginning of the UFC, they were since the beginning of everything, said Shevchenko. And to say they don't belong to martial arts is so bad. It's so not right because they are a part. And it's kind of like without all this, any fighter would not be in the position of where he is right now. If there wouldn't be ring girls, there wouldn't be lights, fans, sounds. It's just boring. It's just boring to see. But all these little details, they fulfill the full picture. That's why there is no discussion. Ring girls are part of the biggest promotions and smallest promotions of anything. And that's the end of her quote there. It's the end of the article from MMA News. So if you guys want to go, I know there's...
What do you think of this? I want to hear your comments first.
Well, I just think that, you know, when I was in Mexico about, and I'm going to, this is probably almost 30 years ago, Antonio Peña, one of the greatest, smartest guys I've ever met in my life, he was like, hey, man, what do you think if we bring ring girls to the ring? And I never even thought about that. And I was like, wow, that's not a bad idea because they do it in boxing and stuff like that. And I said, bro, you're going to get a lot of pushback. And he did, because at that time in wrestling, in Mexico City, they had not let wrestling on TV for like 30 years because it was deemed too violent for kids. And subsequently, they didn't even let women wrestle in Mexico City. So when we first brought it out, people were going nuts. And I have always thought that it's added a little bit of pageantry. But I also saw that, and I don't know why, AAA stopped using ring girls like maybe a year or so ago. And I'm so used to them coming up with us, but nobody's complained. The you know, we don't draw less fans because of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just guess my whole thing is I think they're nice to have there, but it isn't. They're not necessary. This guy saying that there would be no MMA without ring girls, or Shevchenko saying that, that's complete fallacy. And they're basically, I will tell you when it bothers me, though. It bothers me like when they're in the, have you ever seen when they do like boxing or MMA and they're right behind the announcer and right behind the guy trying to cut a promo, getting their fucking shit in? I'm not a big fan of that, and I don't feel they should be in the picture at all. But yeah.
Nobody's talking about the you know, of why he said this.
Right.
Bro, this is just, this is where, like, when in this country, you know, like, we're kind of like, we're kind of like a Christian nation, basically, you know, from Anglo-Saxon roots and stuff, everything. You know, we do have a lot of Islam people that worship Islam.
Muslims.
Oh, the Muslims. So, bro, this is the way they think. That there's not a, you look at the Quran and stuff, everything, that this is like, women are not treated like they are treated here in the United States, like we treat them. Well, if you're hot, we want to put you on TV and highlight it because you can draw and guys want to look at you, which is, well, the whole point of the ring girls. It's a marketing tool.
Let's quantify that real quick, because not everyone, you know, you can't just cast a wide net on that. Not everyone that's going to be a part of that faith is going to agree with what Khabib said.
No, but a lot of them do. A majority of them do. A majority of them do. They said the moderate Muslims are, you know, like they're fine with this and everything. But like, but bro, he doesn't live here in the United States.
I like how the one girl, and it might have been Ariane, who's probably the most famous one of all of them. She was like, "Yeah, you don't have to like me, but you will respect me. Respect you for what? I don't understand."
Where's Dana on this? How come Dana hasn't come out? And
he's not good, bro. The guy, well, listen, this is why the UFC is successful. They check all the boxes. They have sex appeal. They have women fighters. They had Ronda Rousey, and they're not making a secret that Ronda Rousey should be on the cover of Sports Illustrated in her bikini. So see, bro, you're hitting the target market hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Khabib is the type of guy that wants to take away some of the tools that we in this country hit our target market hard with, because religiously, you know, women should not be exploited and in that role and like be highlighted for their yeah. appearance.
Well, it's you know? Not only is it against, you know, the religion, but it's sleazy to him, I guess, is how I would probably put it. You know, it's how
a lot of Muslims think like that.
Yeah.
Look at what happened when the Taliban came back in and took over. So they just they covered them all up. They had you're not allowed to teach, you're not allowed to drink, nothing. They took away all their humanity.
Yeah.
You know, so like when Khabib sees these people being featured on the show, it's like it's looked at with disdain from like the hardcore Muslim belief. You know, you want to why are these women important?
Well, it's not just
we don't consider them important at all.
It's not just Khabib and Saudi Arabia or Muslims, Islam, whatever. Because 5 years ago, Ronda herself actually shared a similar opinion on the topic when she slammed Ariana Celeste. Ronda said, well, she voiced her discontent. This is from another article voiced from GimmeSport.com, voiced her discontent at the fact that Celeste had been paid more than most of the female fighters in the UFC. Quote, either the ring card girls are paid too much or the fighters aren't paid enough, said Rousey. You think her walking around in circles after the two guys or two girls out there fighting for their lives is worth more? She wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for them. So that was controversial at the time as well. Celeste branded Rousey as a bully. But, you know, so it's not just Khabib, as Ronda
was actually right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't get what the purpose of the girls is.
I can't.
You know, I mean, like, you know, I mean, like, because it's a male audience.
Well,
it's like, you know, and like, and just like, if you don't have, if you subtract your girls from package, bro, these girls aren't, they're not paying these girls $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
They're just eye candy for the show. And they're on brief. Like how often are they on TV? Like for seconds at a time.
Yeah. But think about what happened with the NFL.
Not when they're doing an interview, they're right there. They're very annoying. What do you see them? They're fucking, bro. Every time that they're interviewing a boxer right after the match or an MMA guy, there they are trying to get their fucking brand in, smiling, and you're like, get the fuck out of the picture.
What's wrong with
I don't want to see you. I don't want to see them.
You're healthy.
Okay, yeah, the sponsor's doing that. I, as a viewer, don't give a fuck what the sponsor wants.
Okay, well,
I want to hear the interview. I already saw the hot
that's
chick.
Fine,
I don't need
what
to
if,
see him
what if you,
during the interview. That's just
what if
me.
You're looking at the presentation psychologically, the guy that just won the fight is doing an interview, and he's got some hot chicks in the picture and stuff. And he's like, wow, look at what it's like to be a winning fighter. Yeah,
that's just but you look trying at, look to at give
girls. Bro, this is basic.
I don't think like that. I don't think, oh, wow, look at this guy has hot chicks, because I know they didn't come with him. Okay, they're two chicks that are being paid by some sponsor to put their shit on TV. Cool. Do it on the walkout, not during the interview. That's all I'm saying. I like hot chicks, bro. You know, like I said, Peña started that in Mexico, and I told him, yes, do it.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere I can get them, I want them. But you don't just fuck. It's almost like when they were doing the gratuitous shit. Okay, fuck. It's like, oh, we got a new fucking word. We can all use it. Let's overdo it. You know, it's like, all right, I'm cool with the ring girls, but they stay in your lane. That's all I'm saying.
But let me
just say one thing. You are absolutely correct about one thing, because I wasn't even thinking about this. And you are absolutely correct about Khabib, because, you know, he's from Dagestan, which is right by Chechnya. So that's like an old culture. With a lot of ethnicities and a lot of languages.
Yeah,
they're still tribal, like Afghanistan, all right? And if you look, that hat that he's wearing, that popka, whatever the fuck it's called, that's like ultra-conservative Muslim. And like his dad was in the military. I know this because I love Khabib. And I used to watch these videos of him wrestling a bear as a kid out in the fucking mountains and wrestling men. Like his dad was in the military, so you know he's already Muslim, disciplined, conservative, and his dad was in the military, and his dad was like a sambo champion, which is what Khabib is fucking good at, that Soviet Union military martial arts thing.
Yeah.
So he comes from, bro, I remember this thing where he was saying that he tried to stop like a rap concert in Dagestan because of the lyrics. And when I was looking up it, think about this.
Wait, who did this? Khabib tried to.
No, he didn't try. He did. He stopped some rapper from performing. Look it up. From performing. Really? Yeah.
Look it up. Look that up, Joe. We're discussing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so think about this. This is how different he is than all of us, Joe. Here's a guy that at 30 years old, undefeated, making more money than anybody, quit the business because he didn't give a fuck about money.
Yeah. Well, here's this article from BloodyElbow.com. Khabib outraged by modern Dagestan for hosting hip-hop concert. Back in June 2018.
Disco.
Rap duo Alexander Aliyev and Navai Bakarov, known by their aliases, Hamily and Navai, held a rare rap concert in Dagestan. The event, which took place in the Republic's capital, caused UFC lightweight champion Khabib to express his discontent with the way Dagestani youth behave. The fighter posted a video of the event on his Instagram account, which showed a large crowd of young men dancing and singing along with the rappers. Beneath it lay the caption, quote, "Modern Dagestan, is this what was bequeathed to us by righteous predecessor? Islam Makhachev, fellow UFC lightweight, also appeared in comment section for the video, where he wrote, quote, "fuel for hell," end quote. So,
let me tell you something. Yeah. Great. Chael Sonnen had a great YouTube video that I listened. Bro, we know nothing about Islam Makhachev. Mm. Okay. We know he's like he hasn't. Yeah. We know anything about the guy. He's not really open in interviews. He's not caring. There's nothing. We know nothing about him. This is why we know nothing about these guys. Is because when we find out about them, it's like, yeah, these guys don't really think a lot like American values, like Western values, like the things that we, you know, put on high regard, like women's rights and stuff that they need, and like, you know, rap music, freedom of speech, you know? Go ahead.
Disco. I just found this right now when I was looking for something else. Khabib spoke out against a play held in Dagestan that featured a scene of a scantily clad woman seducing a man. He described the play as filth, recommended that there be a government investigation into its production, and called for those involved to issue a publicly apology, which allegedly led the producer of the play receiving threats on social media. In the Muslim sports world, after Salah, the soccer player, he's like the biggest guy, bro. Yes, he has a lot of juice
now. And this is why he never became as popular as Conor and stuff like that, because his brother's scared to get this guy out there like this, because stories like this might pop up. And what is that? Negative press on UFC. Mm-hmm. So it's like they kind of just keep these guys a little quiet. And Khabib is very entertaining. Yeah. Like, he's very entertaining.
Very smart.
Very smart. But this guy's values are different. Especially in the social justice era.
He grew up in a village in the mountains of fucking Chechnya. I mean, come on.
And in the social justice era, you're worried that he might trigger some negative press that might go viral and stuff.
If he would have said this in the 90s, nobody would blink an eye.
You know, they wouldn't care. You know, I want to go over something else too here.
Real quick before we jump, do you think this will wind up like the NFL did, where all the blowback about cheerleaders led to male cheerleaders and stuff? You think we're going to see ring dudes coming in?
Dana White runs a company. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. It's like you said about UFC before, where it's kind of like it's geared towards, you know, conservative men, gun loving, you know, like fight fans, like Trump fans, shit like that. That's kind of what it is.
And you saw it in that thriller thing, bro. That was in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Masvidal was on his nuts. Dos Santos.
It was in Cleveland.
Bro, they were on his nuts, and the crowd was chanting his name during the fucking show. It was ridiculous. Go ahead.
All right, so let's go. I want to go over this, okay? Because you know what's funny? Like, when the other podcasters start throwing our names out there and stuff. And this guy, Duke Loves Wrestling, the Duke, he does a podcast. And he's been kind of like – he kind of puts me over and buries Conan a little bit, but I defended Conan in this conversation because Duke has a following. So I guess people, like, you know, they listen to this. A few weeks ago, Conan had a fit over me calling out the fact he was putting Keeping 100. Conan had a fit over calling out the fact he was putting AEW over for a payday, and the real Disco was telling the truth about them. Finally, hashtag El Barbero has seen the light and is calling out their crap. Welcome back, brother. Hashtag AEW Dynamite. So I responded to this comment. Okay. And I basically told
him. I hadn't seen your response, by the way, when I responded him.
Yeah, if you listen to our reviews every week on AEW, you could not argue that Conan isn't fair. Okay. So he's responding. I listen weekly. Love the YouTube clips. But bro, everybody, there's a lot of people that listen to our YouTube clips. We get a lot of traffic on that.
Still very not going well, on his show.
Very well done, whomever cuts these up. Conan chased the payday, and I salute him for it. Don't blame him. But you, sir, Glenn, double G, the Glenster, you, my brother, are the one that really is Glenster. Keeping it real. And so Conan responded to the actually, Conan had a very negative response to this. So somebody responds to that comment, says, I have no idea who you're based on these posts. I won't ever listen to your podcast. Conan likes Lucha, so he doesn't mind those types of matches, and Disco isn't a fan. Near everything else, Conan and Glenn agree on what's good and bad, so you mustn't be listening. And the Duke writes, hey, I don't care what you say about me, but you make sure you respect the real Disco. Without him, there is very little honest truth on that show. Don't forget it either. Hashtag keep it 100. Conan's response to this was very disrespectful. Conan, do you know what your response to that comment was?
Was it EAD?
F him and you. And then Duke responds, bro, just hurry up and go manage Santana and Ortiz so they can actually be treated like stars again, please. Tell billionaire Tony you'll handle that so he can stop ruining them. Hashtag keeping 100. Well, his last comment actually makes a little bit of sense there. But the funny thing is people can't think, you know, if you just listen to the YouTube comments, we might pick a couple where Conan is like pro AEW and everything. But if you listen to our shows, and if these are the people on our Patreon listening to this right now, you guys know we're the only podcast that does keep 100. It's like all these other guys they tweet like marks, you know. It's like, and we basically just, you know, if this stuff's good, we call it like we see it. And if it's not, we call it like we see it. So, and sometimes Conan is wrong on what he sees and I'm right, you know, so that's the way it is, you know, and Duke Loves Wrestling sees that. So do you have any closing comment to this?
No, I would like to say that this is the first time a kazoo was used on K100 Talks.
Right.
All right. So that's been our Khabib story. If you have any comments, send them to the letters. And like we've said before, if there's any of the boys in the business, I know a lot of you do listen to it, that ever want to come on the show and discuss anything with us, hey, we always have an open forum. So I want to thank DI once again, Joe, for keeping 100 Talks. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be stopping. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be stopping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop
it. Don't you stop it. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo, man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK.